Hello and welcome to the Word from My Hermitage. My name is Father Clint Honkamp, and I come to you today from my hermitage in the Dominican Priory of St. Pius V here in Chicago, Illinois. Today is the Vigil of Easter, April 4th, 2026. And our passage for reflection today is from the Evangelist John, where he writes, "On the first day of the week, Mary of Magdala came to the tomb early in the morning, while it was still dark, and saw the stone removed from the tomb. So she ran and went to Simon Peter and to the other disciple whom Jesus loved, and told them, 'They have taken the Lord from the tomb, and we don't know where they put him.' On the first day of the week, before the sun had risen, before the city had stirred, and while grief still hung heavy over the hearts of the disciples, Mary of Magdala walked towards the tomb." The Gospel tells us something striking. It was still dark. Darkness is not only a description of the hour of the morning, it is also the condition of the human heart after the death of Christ. The disciples were scattered. Hope seemed buried. The promises of Jesus appeared to have collapsed under the weight of the cross. For Mary Magdalene, the world had become a place where love had been crucified and laid behind a stone. Yet love does something remarkable. It keeps showing up. Mary does not go to the tomb expecting a miracle. She does not go anticipating resurrection. She goes because love compels her. Even in despair, even in confusion, she remains faithful to the one who had changed her life. And this is where Easter begins. Not with certainty, but with love, searching in the dark. Mary arrives at the tomb and sees something unexpected. The stone has been removed. She does not yet understand what it means. Her first thought is not resurrection, but loss. They have taken the Lord from the tomb, and we don't know where they put him. Even this reaction reveals something deeply human. When God begins to act in ways beyond our understanding, we often interpret it through the lens of our fears. Mary assumes the worst because the cross still overshadows her hope. Yet God is already doing something far greater than she imagines. The tomb is not empty because someone has stolen the body. The tomb is empty because death has been defeated. What Mary sees is the first sign that the darkness of Good Friday has given way to a new dawn. The Gospel tells us Mary runs to Peter and the beloved disciple. This details matter. Easter is not quiet, passive event. The news of the empty tomb sets hearts and feet in motion. The resurrection creates urgency. Something unimaginable has happened, and it must be shared. The disciples run to the tomb. They look inside. They see the burial cloths. The beloved disciple believes. Faith begins to awaken. But notice how the resurrection unfolds, gradually. There is no thunder, no spectacle, no dramatic proclamation at the moment of Mary's arrival. Instead, God allows the mystery to unfold step by step, person by person, heart by heart. This is often how God works in our lives as well. Resurrection rarely arrives with fireworks. It begins quietly, an unexpected opening, a stone rolled away, a small glimmer of hope where despair once ruled. The stone that sealed the tomb represented the finality of death. Once it was placed, the stone seemed finished. The story seemed ended. Yet God had another ending in mind. The resurrection reveals something essential about God. He does not accept the finality that the world declares. Where the world sees defeat, God sees possibility. Where the world sees death, God creates life. Where the world sees darkness, God begins a new morning. The empty tomb tells us that nothing, not sin, not suffering, not even death itself, has the last word over the life of those who belong to Christ. Every one of us knows moments when life feels like that early morning at the tomb, moments when the future seems uncertain, moments when grief overshadows hope, moments when the darkness feels thick and the stone seems immovable. But Easter speaks directly to those moments. The resurrection does not erase the reality of the cross. Rather, it transforms it. The wounds of Christ remain, but they have become signs of victory. The grave still exists, but it no longer holds ultimate power. Because Christ has risen, darkness is never permanent. Even when we cannot yet see the light, the stone may already be moving. The resurrection is not only an event in the past, it is a reality that continues to unfold in the present. Every time forgiveness replaces resentment, resurrection is happening. Every time hope raises where despair once lived, resurrection is happening. Every time love overcomes fear, resurrection is happening. Christ is alive, and in his life continues to break into the world. The empty tomb announces that the story of humanity has been rewritten. Death is no longer the end. Sin is no longer the master. The darkness has been pierced by a light that cannot be extinguished. It is no accident that Mary Magdalene becomes the first witness to the resurrection. The world of the first century did not consider women reliable witnesses in legal matters. Yet God chooses Mary to be the first messenger of Easter. Why? Because the kingdom of God does not operate according to human expectations. God chooses hearts that are open, those who remain faithful even when hope seems lost. Mary came looking for a body to mourn. Instead, she encountered the dawn of a new creation. That morning began in darkness, but it did not remain there. The light of the resurrection began to spread from Mary to the disciples, from the disciples to the church, from the church to the entire world, and for 2,000 years the proclamation has echoed through history that Christ is risen. And because he lives, we too are invited to live not in fear, not in despair, but in the freedom and hope of the resurrection. The stone has been rolled away now. The tomb is empty. The darkness has been overcome, and the new day has begun. Let us pray. Risen Lord Jesus, in the quiet dawn of Easter, you shattered the power of death and opened the tomb to eternal life. When our hearts are overshadowed by darkness, remind us that your light has already begun to shine. When fear and doubt trouble us, help us to trust that your resurrection is stronger than every sorrow we face. Teach us to seek you faithfully, like Mary Magdalene, even when the path seems uncertain. Open our eyes to recognize the signs of new life you place before us each day, and fill our hearts with the joy of knowing that because you live, we too shall live. May the hope of the empty tomb renew our faith, strengthen our love, and guide our steps until the day we share fully in the glory of your resurrection. For you live and reign forever and ever. Amen. I'd like to wish everybody a happy Easter and blessings from the risen Lord. If you found a blessing in the reflection I share with you today, I invite you to return here to my hermitage each and every day, where we break open the Word of God and apply it to our lives. May God bless you today and keep you safe. Happy Easter. Amen.